This is VK6ARN. News West is a WA-based club, and we continue to deliver news content to Sandgropers and beyond since 1931.
Good morning, VK6 and our wider listening audience. This is VK6ARN for Sunday, the 28th of December, 2025. I hope everyone had a great Christmas break and were somewhere cool on the day, as it got to 40 degrees here in the southwest, but I believe well over 40 in Perth, and that you are now enjoying that new piece of tech brought to you by Santa. And now on with the news.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that, as per tradition, there is no Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club broadcast in January. The first RAOTC bulletin for 2026 is scheduled for Monday, February the 2nd. However, members and friends of the RAOTC in Perth are reminded that the first monthly lunchtime meeting for the new year will be held on Tuesday, January the 13th, starting at 11:30. The venue is the 7 Mile Bar and Bistro at 501 Wanneroo Road, Balcatta. Their website can be easily found by searching 7 Mile Bar and Bistro. Everyone's welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO. Full details are published on the RAOTC website, raotc.org.au, under the subheading Luncheons. If planning to attend, please email lunch coordinator Alistair, VK6ATX, as soon as possible. Alistair's email is vk6kif@bigpond.com. Once again, that's VK6KiloIndiaFoxtrot@bigpond.com. On behalf of the RAOTC, I hope that everyone's had an enjoyable Christmas, and best wishes for a happy, healthy and safe new year. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Hi, I'm Steve, VK6SJ, and this is another episode of Did You Know? Earlier this year, myself and two other VK6 operators, Al, VK6 Charlie Quebec, and Jaco, VK6VY, as well as four German hams, Gunter DL2AWG, Elmar DF4GV, Hey DJ9RR, and Rainer DL2AMD, plus XYLs, travelled to Christmas Island and Cocos Keeling Islands for a de-expedition, using call signs VK9XU and VK9CU. We spent 2 weeks on Christmas Island and a week on Cocos. Quite a few good quality activations on Cocos lately, hence spending the 2 weeks on Christmas Island. We took enough equipment for 3 radios on air for 24/7. Radios used were a Flex 8600, Flex 6600 and an FTDX10. Amplifiers taken included 2 PGXLs and a Rowaves PA1000+. We also had a couple of Maestro control heads to operate the Flex transceivers. Antennas used were Hexbeam 20 to 6 meters, DX Commander for 40 to 10 meters, Rhombic for 17 and 12 meters, a J-pole for 30 meters, and a vertical for 160 and 80 meters. The Yaesu was used exclusively on CW, and the Flex transceivers were used on SSB and FT8. This was not my first radio in the Indian Ocean Territories, but notwithstanding that, I and the rest of the team still learnt a lot of lessons around logistics to these two idyllic locations. First time I operated at Christmas Island using VK9XX, all the gear I took arrived, as it did when I travelled to Cocos with 9 others using VK9CE, which was lucky as the airlines only guarantee to get 1 suitcase per customer to the islands. We elected to ship as much gear as we could to the two islands earlier to know we had gear on the islands and to reduce some of the risk of being in a nice location with no gear. We shipped 2 PGXL amplifiers to each location, loaned by Flex Radio, coax cable, ground radials, wire, connectors, tools and a bunch of squid poles. We dropped it off in time for the November ship, giving us 3 months to arrive on the islands. Unfortunately, this time of the year, weather often prevents the monthly arriving ship from berthing, and as luck would have it, our gear was pushed into December and then January deliveries. A week from our arrival, we still didn't know if our gear would be there to meet us. This caused the Germans to bring more gear than planned as they started their journey a few days earlier. The day before we left, we received confirmation that our gear was delivered to Christmas Island, but that it can take a week or two for the gear to clear customs and be available for pickup. On arrival, I set about trying all my contacts on the island and through some friendly and polite pleas for assistance, we managed to have all of our gear for Christmas Island by the Thursday morning, having arrived on the Tuesday. Some of the gear that the German side of the team brought over also went missing in action prior to arriving in Perth. Some of it we managed to make up for with bits from our garage, but our 160 metre vertical had to wait for another week to arrive on the island when the last of the gear arrived. Even with the road bumps on arrival, we still managed to have three stations on air by the Wednesday morning, albeit barefoot, and our first radios, Al's IC706 and a mobile antenna, was on air within an hour or two of arriving at the house. The 2 weeks on Christmas Island went quickly. It was hard yakka, with the group split into two teams, working 5 hours on and 5 hours off for the entire trip, with JK giving each of us a break in the evenings. We logged just over 58,000 contacts on Christmas Island. On packing to leave the island, I found that the shipping out agent is not the same company as the receiving agent. On top of that, they couldn't give me any indication on how long it would take to get back to Perth, and the cost was going to be a lot more than shipping to the island, which was only a few hundred dollars. In the end, I left most of my gear that we didn't need for Cocos on Christmas Island, and as my wife was heading back to Perth from Christmas Island along with JK and his wife, the two Christmas Island amplifiers were hand-carried back to Perth. On arrival on Cocos, we found that our shipped gear, the other two amplifiers, had arrived a day before us. Luckily, the shipping agent on Cocos is also a ham, Aberdeen, VK9FCAN, and he managed to pull a few strings and personally hand-delivered our amplifiers the morning after we arrived. What a guy. Cocos was as successful as Christmas Island, or even a bit more, given that the island group is very flat and most of our antennas were within 50 metres or so of the ocean. We again exceeded our expectations on contact count on Cocos with almost 35,000 contacts prior to leaving the island. For me, I wanted to see how seasoned campaigners do these kind of de-expeditions. The German team do a trip like this somewhere about once a year, and they're a well-oiled team. They brought all the antennas and masts and knew exactly how to get it all up in the air very quickly and with reasonable safety. Other lessons learnt, for me at least, as the only non-German speaker on the team, getting the team up to speed on using the Flex was a challenge, as was using anyone else's PC. Al and I generally used the same station that had my PC, so the only time I had to deal with the German language was getting everything set up for the first time on Christmas Island. Well, by the end of the trip, the whole team were across the use of the Flex radios. It was a challenge getting there. I would definitely force a lot more practice on the radio next time. With the Flexes being connected to PCs and the Maestros via Ethernet cables, we had some challenging issues with RF getting into the PCs, which did cause some compromises during the trip. Earthing the station and separating the radios, we had all three radios on a single dining room table, would have fixed the issue, but getting the gear for that on the fly was nigh on impossible. Altogether, though, we all considered the trip a success, and we had a bag of fun to boot. Not sure I want to do a 5 hours on, 5 hours off routine ever again. I think I'll stick to vacation-style de-expeditions in future. But the experience was very interesting and I'm certainly glad I was a part of it. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve, VK6SJ, and you're listening to VK6ARN News West.
Good morning from the Southern Electronics Group. SEG would like to announce an event planned for March 2026. The SEG Mount Barker car boot sale is planned for Saturday, the 7th of March, 2026. The event will be located at Frost Park, the Mount Barker racecourse, which is just off McDonald Avenue in Mount Barker. Doors will open at 11 a.m, and there will be a $5 cover charge for buyers and sellers. Bring along your treasures, or come and grab a bargain. For all those southern country folk who miss the Hamfest sales in Perth, here's your opportunity to clear out the shack. We'll provide further updates as we get closer to the event. This is Darren, VK6EK, for the Southern Electronics Group.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6ARN.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Let's start with an observation. I'm a geek, have been all my life. Since my early teenage years, that evolved as a predilection for computing. As you might already know, I became a radio amateur to essentially get away from computing. The reality turned out to be something else entirely. I discovered that the time of combining radio and computing had already begun when I joined the community. Like the evolution from spark gaps through valves, transistors and integrated circuits, radio has come to encompass software, least of which through SDR or software-defined radio. Why least? Over the years, I've attempted to explain some of my fascination and wonder with software. But one aspect I've been unable to convey succinctly is the scope of software. I'm not talking about the fact that you can find software inside your microwave oven, your car, your bathroom scales, but that hints at what underlies the phenomenon. If you're not familiar with spreadsheets, imagine a blank piece of paper with a grid drawn on it. Inside each square or cell, you can put anything you want. A number, a label, a picture, a web address, a formula, a color, borders, you name it. Your imagination is pretty much the only limiting factor. Now here's where it gets fun. Once you've filled in the first cell, the next one follows. What this means is that once you've made the first decision, the next one becomes a little easier. Every time you make a decision, the number of options you have open to you become less and less, or to use another word, constrained. So what, you ask? Well, unlike a sheet of paper with a grid, a spreadsheet allows you to add rows and columns at any point in your document. Doing that reduces the constraints. You have more options open to you. You can also add sheets or even start a completely separate document. In other words, you have a playground open to you that is infinitely flexible. Writing software is like that, with bells on. Now, I'm not going to tell you to start learning how to write software, though, truth be told, there's lots of things to like, and admittedly, frustration that comes with doing so. Let's talk about that frustration. Once you make the first decision, the next one is more constrained. So if you start with a blank sheet, you have infinite possibilities. Writing software is exactly like that. Here's the frustration. What's the first thing you should decide? Because once you do, your options become reduced. So, Bold Yak. If you're unfamiliar, the Bold Yak project aims to create a modular, bidirectional and distributed signal processing and control system that leverages GNU Radio. That little phrase hides a lot of complexity, but it already contains some constraints. GNU Radio is one. Distributed is another, and so on. Let me share with you what my semi-blank piece of paper looks like. I've been quietly working on an idea to use my Pluto SDR to listen to amateur radio repeaters. Not just one, all of them, across 2 meters and 70 centimeters. I came up with this idea as a real-life project that I'd like to implement with whatever Bold Yak is or becomes. It has all the bits I care about right now. Multiple frequencies, something that goes well and truly beyond what my Yaesu FT857D can do, it taxes my skill set, it gives me something to make tangible, and it hopefully moves the needle on the Bold Yak project. So here's some variables to consider. The Pluto SDR has a computer on board. There are reports that people have run GNU radio programs on the Pluto itself. This is attractive because the amount of data involved with monitoring 2 meters and 70 centimeters simultaneously is likely to exceed that of the USB port on the device. However, what I don't know is how much actual computing resources doing this will take to achieve, and if a Pluto could actually do this. To give you an example, imagine a massive fire hose of data coming into my software and then processing that. Between the memory and CPU constraints, I can't just decode the stream for each repeater, likely duplicating a whole bunch of calculations. While that consideration is on the table, decoding a dozen narrowband FM streams implies a dozen copies of the FM decoder software. Ideally, this would be one actual piece of software, used a dozen times, rather than a dozen separate copies that will individually be maintained if something changes. For example, once I've built this, I might realize that I need to implement FM de-emphasis, a technique implemented in FM broadcasting to, among other reasons, manage artifacts associated with transmitting a signal over FM. Perhaps a topic for another day. When you write software, you do not want to have copies of the same software in multiple places. To use a spreadsheet equivalent, it's like putting a tax rate in multiple places across your document rather than storing it in a cell and referring to it in other formulas. That way, you can change it once and all the calculations will automatically be correct. Same deal with writing software, especially if that software is intended to be used for more than a once-off. While that's going on, let me introduce another variable. I have a Pluto SDR, but the whole point of Bold Yak is that I cannot assume that you have one. It's one of the reasons I chose GNU Radio as the basis of this project. While it's unreasonable to expect that a traditional amateur radio transceiver can decode more than one repeater, the same system could potentially be used to decode multiple Morse code signals, something that should be more than possible, essentially replacing the FM decoder with a Morse decoder. Which brings up an example of another variable. How wide do you make the channels? How do you define them? How do you make it possible to modify these without having to update the software, so an end user can modify something on their screen and see the result? At this point, you might notice a couple of things. I have not got any answers. I also don't have all the questions. It's unlikely I'll ever have all the questions, let alone answers, since the nature of this software thing is flexibility. Now, to bring this in full circle, when I say that SDR or software-defined radio isn't just the box that you connect to an antenna, it's the possibilities that this brings, the sheer volume of options that this opens you up to. Now it's your turn. What questions does this bring for you? What sense of wonder can you bring to the table? And what opportunities does this expose you to? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Covering Western Australia and beyond, this is News West, brought to you by WA Amateur Radio News, on air, online and on demand. This is VK6 ARN, and I'm Mark, VK4 MHQ.
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 28th of December. Last one for the year, and Christmas is done and dusted again. Hope you all had a good, happy Christmas. Didn't eat too much, didn't drink too much either. And today I have the following for you, and we have a matched pair of Bofang UHF transceivers and power supply, and $50 for that. And there's also a Maxon Papa Mike 100 UHF transceiver with four channels, including 434.8 megahertz repeater, VK6RAP programmed into it, asking only $60 for that. And did I mention the price on the Bofang? $50. And if you'd like to contact Keith for any of those, the email address I spell: Kilo Echo India Tango Hotel Papa Echo Romeo Tango Echo Romeo Sierra Oscar November, figure 962@gmail.com. Keith Pedersen, 962@gmail.com. That, my friends, brings us to the end of the penny section for 2025. I wish you all a very happy new year, and hopefully we'll hear from you and have a little bit more to discuss and on sell for you next year in 2026. Until then, Happy New Year. Cheers, 7-3.
And that wraps up the final instalment of VK6 ARN for 2025. With Christmas over and New Year's celebrations pending, I hope you're enjoying the best of the silly season. It's time to reflect on our successes for 2025, for the things we have personally achieved or benefited from, but also to raise a glass to lost loved ones and silent keys. From all of us here on the production team, we wish you and yours a very happy and prosperous 2026 and look forward to producing the news in the new year. Please stand by now for callbacks or register your callback via the club website vk6.net. This is Darren, VK6EK73.